How many ways can you present opera? Oh, I used to think I knew, but that was before artistic and general director David Grabarkiewicz rocked into town, and all bets are off now. Welcome, David. It's good to have you
Thank
here.
Thank you, Monica. So great to be here.
Oh, this, what's happened with the opera, it just blows me away. This is the 20th season of El Paso Opera, and you've been here for how long now?
Just entering my fifth year.
Fifth year. And you have shaken things up amazingly. Give me the structure of this 20th season.
Yes, our 20th anniversary season is entitled Passport to Adventure. And we're taking that sort of Wild Kingdom approach to the season because
we
have
safari outfits.
Yes, right. Because we have so many new partnerships and existing partnerships that are taking us to different cities in the region, and of course with our largest partnership with the University of Texas at El Paso to the Kingdom of Bhutan. So we begin actually in the coming days by bringing in, with UTEP, bringing in international singers and a company of Bhutanese dancers and musicians to workshop and rehearse what's called Opera Bhutan. And that is during the month of August. There are no public performances in August, but that's emblematic of our relationship with UTEP, is this delightful project, which brings no less than the first Western opera to the Kingdom of Bhutan in October. And that same show comes back to be one of the centerpieces of UTEP's centennial in 2014.
This wonderful exchange that this university has had with Bhutan for so many years now, I've kind of thought of it as a one-way flow where we are benefiting from this amazingly ancient and colorful culture of Bhutan. And it's so cool to think that the flow is now two ways.
And, you know, when you go to Bhutan, which I traveled with UTEP there in 2012, when you mention that you're with the University of Texas at El Paso on a trip, they become deferential. UTEP is known there amongst many peoples. And, of course, many students at UTEP are here from Bhutan. It's an amazing, amazing relationship.
What a liaison.
And bringing that culture here and our culture there, it's a literal 180 if you would look at a globe. You know, where if you drill the hole through the center of the earth, you'd probably, you know, land at Bhutan from El Paso.
You'd recognize the architecture. So
yeah.
You wouldn't be disoriented.
Right. So we continue our season in September with our annual Encores and Overtures benefit at the Camino Real. But in November, we have a special 20th anniversary celebration. It begins with an hour-long concert at the Abraham Chavez, the home of the El Paso Opera, and continues with a gala dinner on the first floor of the El Paso Museum of Art. It's a very special, very elegant evening hosted by no less than Cheryl Milnes, who is the greatest baritone ever and the most recorded artist of all time in the realm of opera.
Oh, my. And that's another wonderful local liaison, is the use of that museum space for all these different events.
Beautiful. It's so
beautiful.
And
there's something very nice about one event here and then stroll over
the
to another
there. The idea that
you
can just cross the street from the Chavez and have a beautiful dinner at Michael's Museum is just really thrilling.
It is. It is.
In the early spring, we actually are starting a new opera workshop for children called Children's Opera Workshop, which creates new and original operas by groups of young people and teens that launches. This is our first attempt ever at it with esteemed composer Roger Ames. And then in April comes the big blockbuster, the five hanky opera, La Boheme, where everybody learns to cry.
I want the Kleenex franchise for that one.
Yeah,
thank
I
you.
Think you're right about that. I'm going to call them when we get off of here. and that brings actually brand new singers. The singers for Boheme, you know, Boheme is all about Paris. Mm-hmm. And it's about Paris when Paris was essentially New York, when it was the place to be on the planet. Post-revolutionary France, our artists were flocking in, the Bohemians. It means the folks from the countryside coming and these vibrant young artists coming into the city. You know, I said it's like a softball team, these six marvelous kids, and one goes down. And that's the most painful part about Boheme. You know, it's an ensemble and they lose one.
Yeah.
And that's why that universal feeling on that chord when she passes away is brutalizing to anybody who hears it.
You have to appreciate the beauty of suffering to
And also the beauty and joy of living, and that's the other side to Boheme.
Yes, which is, it's all tied in.
Then do a memorial concert for our beautiful executive secretary, Georgiana Davanellis, who passed away unexpectedly earlier this year. That's in March at the First Baptist Church. The money's collected for that, and there will be some of the singers from Boheme, benefit the El Paso Opera, UTEP, Young Artists Program, giving UTEP singers and local artists their first ever professional contracts. We feel that's a fitting tribute to Georgiana.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And the season then finishes with an amazing project. It's a new-ish opera. It was created in the early 80s by Robert Ashley, an esteemed composer from Manhattan. And he was commissioned by a place as odd as the BBC in Britain to create a seven-series opera. And so it has seven locales and seven episodes.
Oh, my.
And this is a partnership, a new partnership with Ballroom Martha, a three-show chamber opera project with this amazing performance space in Marfa, Texas. You know, there is a little arts community that you either know about or you don't believe exists. It's a bit like Brigadoon. And there's Marfa, Texas, the spectacular spot. So Melissa McDonald, the Director of External Affairs, who also serves on our board, and I are partnering first with this piece, Vitas Perfectus, Perfect Lives, which will be performed on location. It's a goofball comedy in a supermarket. It's a bungled bank robbery. So in a bank and in a living room. And then transfers here, and they're taking video footage of all of that. And we'll perform it at a TBD space in El Paso and Juarez in May of 2014.
I'm not sure what is more entertaining at this point. You know, hearing you talk about all the stuff that you never see in the actual performance or the actual performance. I mean, the background on how this is coming together is just stunningly entertaining.
Oh, wonderful. Well, you know, well, that's the whole idea behind the 20th anniversary season. We have all of these wild things that are literally include now around the world, a new partnership with Mexico and the Mexican consulate, which brings us a beautiful little concert on Sunday at the Scottish Rite Temple.
Now, this is tomorrow at 5 p.m.
Correct.
At the Scottish Rite Temple, and this is your partnership with the Mexican consulate.
Yes, it's
Opera
free.
Prima.
Opera Prima brings two esteemed opera stars from Mexico to sing at the Scottish Rite Temple. This is Maria Luisa Tamez and Carlos Serrano. Both have had great careers. They'll be performing free tomorrow at the Scottish Rite Temple at 5 p.m.
Oh, and that's going to be just beautiful. The alliances never end. You have reached out in every conceivable direction. And also there in February of 2014, Artovino's Desert Crossing, new series.
This actually started off as a little promo for La Boheme. Mm-hmm. If you remember, in 2009, we did a performance art piece called La Vida Boheme, in which we took Boheme excerpts around to restaurants and lounges throughout the city. This one now is located at Artovino's Desert Crossing. And it became a way for us to use our young UTEP artists in a 40-minute long piece establishing the relationships in Boheme with the music of Boheme and narrated some weeks in Spanish, some weeks in English. These young UTEP kids will be performing as the Bohemians in these skits at Artovino's Desert Crossing in February and March of the, next year.
Well, the people who are familiar with Artovino's Desert Crossing in Sunland Park, New Mexico, they've found the treasure already. Those who are not familiar with it, it's very easy to find. You can Google it. It's not difficult to get there at all. And I can't believe you're not familiar with it. It is one of the most, well, there are certain places in town where you just feel like you're on a vacation when you get there.
True.
Even if you live here. Artovino's is one of those locations. Tell me about your ticket prices and about accessibility for people who are maybe concerned about access to some of the venues.
Absolutely. Well, you know, we're in so many different places this year, and represented to that is many different pricing structures and levels. You know, Vitas Perfectus that I was talking about, which is the partnership with Ballroom Marfa, will be free when it performs in Marfa, Texas, and free here to subscribers, and very inexpensive ticket prices for non-subscribers when it comes here to El Paso in May 2014. That's to introduce people to the ear of modern opera, because it won't sound like Boheme. It won't
always sound modern. Purdy. I did that. That's the word I had missed.
Yes. So you know, it's a modern opera. It's 1983 that piece was written. And so it's written with a mentality that includes electronic music, video, as well as traditional sounds. So we want people to come, and we don't want them to feel like we grab their pocketbook when they do.
If I want to open my pocketbook and just go for broke on everything opera, what is a subscription?
Right. A subscription this year is for both the 20th anniversary gala starring Cheryl Mills at the Chavez Theater with an optional dinner at the Museum of Art, and the tickets for that are $100 or $150 for the dinner and just $35 for the concert alone, and you get a season subscription discount on top of that.
Mm-hmm.
The subscription continues with La Boheme. Ticket prices start at $20, go to $90, and again, you get not only a subscriber discount, but you get a senior discount, a student discount, an educator discount when you order both shows. In addition, then, if you order both shows, Vetus Perfectus for subscribers is free this year so that they can go experience modern opera, cast their judgment without casting their wallet aside.
There you go. And how often do I need to be concerned that, if I don't get my ticket in advance, it'll be sold out?
I think that especially for the gala and especially for La Boheme will sell out at least on its Saturday night performance or come close to it. So if you want good seats, just order them now. If you're a subscriber, you get to change your mind. That's the best part. You get to switch dates.
Okay. Well, there simply is no more exciting evening than going to the opera. So I want to thank my guest, Artistic and General Director of El Paso Opera, David Grabarkowitz, previewing the many performances, galas, innovative events, everything you can dream of to celebrate the 20th anniversary season of El Paso Opera. And tomorrow, Opera Prima at the Scottish Rite Temple at 5 p.m. It is free, so I suggest you get there early, because even though it's a fairly large venue, I can see it filling up. For more information, visit epopera.org or call 581-5534. Thank you, David. Always a pleasure.
Monica, thank you very much.